Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com. On the email for you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. What are some of the factors, sir, that make you pick the kind of food you eat at restaurants?
Well, one of the most interesting ones, if you will, is this, friend factor. That is, if you bring a friend to dinner and you choose something that's healthy and they choose the same thing, then, in fact, you get more approval for it and you're more likely to be happy with your choice. So they had, this was a very interesting study by the Agriculture and Applied Economics Association, or it was shown at their annual meeting in Washington, D.C. that just finished. And they analyzed the lunch receipts from a restaurant in Stillwater, Oklahoma, not exactly the healthiest city in America. The control group got the original menus with items and price. The second group received calorie counts. The third group received menus that had both calorie counts and a traffic light to designate. Green light was 400 calories or less, yellow 400 to 800, red was greater than 800. And what they found was that the people were happiest about their meal by price, calories, but also, most importantly, was their fellow eaters, their fellow, table mates, restaurant choices. The big takeaway was that people were happier when making similar choices to those sitting around them. So you want it to be socially acceptable. Isn't that interesting? How about you, Joe? Is that when I go out to eat, I've always thought that when people look at what I'm eating before they order. So I have a great deal of inhibition on bad food choices, but I don't know. I've always thought that was a special event since we did Real Age. Well, but anyway, what about you? Do you modify what you choose based on what those around you eat?
Well, I'll give you an example. Last week, some colleagues and I went out on a Friday night to get something to eat. We went to a pizza restaurant. My colleagues ordered, I think one guy got veal parm, the other guy got, I can't remember what he got, something similar to an Italian dish, and I ordered salmon.
Good job, Joe. At an Italian place.
That's a wonderful, I had grilled salmon at the Dinosaur Barbecue, so I'm a strong believer in that.
I tell you, I like it. I really do. And I could eat it every day. I just don't eat it. But when I have it, I really enjoy it. It is very tasty.
Tell you, at the Dinosaur Barbecue, they really know how to prepare grilled salmon.
Yeah. So
did your friends comment on your menu?
They did. They said, hey, we're at, they call it here Twin Trees, which is famous for pizza here in Syracuse. And they said, why are you coming to an Italian joint to not order Italian? I said, because I saw the salmon on the menu, and I wanted the salmon, because I like salmon, and I was happy I made that choice.
So. Did any of the others order that choice?
No, they had the, Well, I remember we went out that one time when you invited me to Cleveland for an NCAA basketball weekend, and we went out for breakfast, and I had my eye on you. I said, gee, what is Dr. Mike going to order here? And you ordered, I think you had a healthy omelet, right?
I did.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I mean, you can't go out in public when you're you're under that public scrutiny. And, of course, you don't eat like that anyway. So
I eat healthy all the time.
So you eat healthy all the time.
I love what I eat anyway. So how do I say it? I love salmon, if you will, grilled salmon, mustard crusted, whatever they put on it. And the Dinosaur Barbecue, I can't remember what they put on it, but it was absolutely delicious, the topping. My favorite, of course, is mustard and walnut crusted barbecue. You know, I'm getting hungry. Barbecued salmon.
Mm. Well, people probably change their food choices dramatically when they eat with you versus when they eat with other people.
Well, they got to feel kind of guilty,
right?
Well,
what about when you go out to eat? What do you, with your friends? You know, one of the things, I started that course at the Upstate University, the medical school in Syracuse.
Sure.
Because the choices of the medical students in eating were so bad.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I mean, my friends usually end up ordering whatever I get because they assume that it's healthy, or they'll just order a salad. And then anytime that I ever go out, everyone always asks me, like, what's healthy on the menu? What should I get? So it's kind of like you can't escape the field of nutrition once you enter it. But I always call it the I'll have what she's having effect, that usually, especially among women, when you're at restaurants, they tend to just say, I'll have what she's having. Because I think that people a lot of times mock the behaviors of other people.
You think you're right. I think you're right about that. I think
even my mom was talking about how a few weeks ago she went out to eat with her friends and they all ordered unhealthy, and my mom's an extremely healthy eater.
Mm.
And she said that she was like, I know that I shouldn't have felt embarrassed, but I was embarrassed to order a salad because they were all ordering the nachos to split for the table, and I didn't want to say, well, I'm not going to have those.
Yeah.
So I think that it definitely happens.
Well, you want to increase your friend's health and not sacrifice your health for that.
Right.
So,
personally, I think about myself. I mean, if my friends choose to eat the way they eat, this is their choice. I'm more concerned about me. I'd like to have them eat healthy, but it's up to them. If I prefer the salmon more than the veal parm, then I'm going to get the salmon, and because I like it and it's healthier, obviously. What can we learn from how our grandparents used to eat, Dr. Mike?
Well, Bridget, you want to say that? That's one of the favorite stories, your favorites, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One of the things that you can learn is to eat less, to eat in smaller portions, to eat at the dinner table, actually to sit down for dinner, to choose foods with less ingredients that you make from home instead of foods that are processed, and... I'm not really sure what the other ones are.
So the joy of this is they ate plant-based. They, in fact, you know, they would have something as a appetizer 20 or 25 minutes before the meal. So they would often have nuts or something like that, which decreases appetite. So that's another good thing that they would have. I think those are the main ones, eating smaller and keeping it. The other one was one that I liked, was that they would exercise or walk after the meal. So they would take a 15-minute walk after the meal, and they wouldn't eat anything that was processed.
You know, but for breakfast, bacon, eggs, and ham, and toast, and butter, that was a staple of American breakfasts, you know, for that generation every day, wasn't it?
I hope not.
But I think it was. I mean, I think Dad had Grandma, Grandpa, you know, made bacon and eggs.
But at least they would have the bigger meal at breakfast.
Right, and maybe they were more active. But, I mean, and they ate at the dinner table, and we are so far removed from the ways, the methods that we used to eat, right? And what I mean by that is what we ate, when we ate, what we did after we ate. We are so far removed from that now, just based the way our lifestyles are, I would think, right?
Absolutely.
I also think that the way that the meat industry has changed has influenced people's health. So,
yeah
meat was more predominant at their table, but it was coming from more local sources.
Right,
and
it's the no time generation where people have less time to cook. That's not a valid reason anyway, but we have changed the way we've lived our lives and changed our health habits as well, and we are probably less healthy than our grandparents were years ago. 570, I'm saying my radio station. we're going to go to...
we're on RadioMD.com.
Right, yes, on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.